Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Neocon, second day of the show, seventh floor, in the Metro Flora space with Russ Rogue, the president. Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. Thanks for being with us.
So how's the show been so far?
We've had a really good show, Kemp. This is obviously day two. We're a little bit after lunchtime, but we had tremendous traffic yesterday, very strong morning today. And candidly, we attribute a lot of that booth traffic to one of the new products that we're featuring here, of course, which is the magnetic installation capability coupled with our LVT. It's been a big hit.
Well, that's why I came here. You actually won a Best of Neocon Innovation Award for this product. You know, I've seen you present it. It continues to evolve. I saw you present it at the NFA meeting, and now you've done another evolution further. And I think it's because of the way you've changed it that caught the judge's eyes by changing the shapes of it, right?
Yeah, so I think you used the word evolution, which is a good word to describe it. So we began selling our products utilizing this technology probably about 6 months ago, to the degree where we had inventory in the United States and we were able to commercialize transactions. But in the beginning, we were promoting predominantly just standard plank and tile sizes, which of course are still great and very compatible with the magnetic technology. Here at Neocon, we took it one step further and we cut from our LVT a number of different shapes to create inlays and pattern floors that would otherwise be very difficult to install if you had to glue down the LVT, but doing so utilizing the magnetic technology really makes it child's play. It's like putting puzzle pieces together on the floor, very fast to install. If you were to mislay a piece of the product, you can lift it up and reposition it quite easily. And I think it's that technology, i.e. the magnetic technology, but coupled with the shapes program that really allow elaborate floors to be done quite simply.
Okay, so for those who are not familiar with this product, give us a quick 30-second primer.
So it's a system that we have licensed. So it's a system that we've partnered with Magnetic Building Solutions, which the listeners may know is also affiliated with the World Floor Covering Association. They got behind this technology because they felt that it was a system that could help address some of the installation crisis that exists in our industry today by making floors easier to install for more people. And it certainly does that. But coming back to the technology itself, we're offering a 3-foot wide roll of magnetic material. It's 1 millimeter thick, does not need to be glued down or adhered to the subfloor. It can just simply be loose laid over top of, you know, just about any existing subfloor condition. And then on the back of our LVT at our factory, we incorporate what is called a receptive film. And in that receptive film, it has ferrite or iron powder. And that's what makes the two components compatible with one another. The strength from a tensile strength perspective is moderate, meaning that you can lift the planks up or place them down quite easily. But the shear strength is significant. So as these assemblies are put together on a floor, the testing that we've done actually shows that shear strength is equal to if you had glued down the floor. So it's quite strong where you need it to be, but yet removable and flexible to be removed when you want to reposition planks or just in the course of installation if you have to maneuver planks around.
One more point on that. I think it's kind of neat how you have dropped a bunch of dollar bills down on the floor and people are bending over to thinking they're going to get rich. You've transparency taped them, and when they pull on it, it pulls the floor up because of the magnetic attraction.
Yeah, you know, one of the funnest things about this technology is that it's engaging. When we have people come into our booth and we have demonstration tables, you know, clients just can't help themselves. They want to play with these pieces of material, stick them down and lift them up. The entire booth space here at Neocon in the Metro Floor area is 100% installed using this technology. And to your point, we tape, you know, $1 bills to a number of planks throughout the booth space. And then when somebody goes to pick them up thinking that somebody had lost a dollar, they end up lifting up the plank. And it just demonstrates how easy a plank can be removed and put back in place. It was just a fun way to get the point across surrounding the ease of how this product can be installed.
So catch us up with what's going on. I think it's been, 5 years since you started coming to Neocon. You came here to roll out a product called Aspecta. Tell us what's going on with that product.
Yeah, so it's actually an interesting point. It was 5 years ago that we first came to Neocon as Aspecta. And then now, this is the first show, frankly, where we've separated the company, separated the divisions, and we actually have two different booth spaces. So we're, as we've described here in the Metro Floor booth, focusing predominantly on this magnetic technology. The Aspecta division is focused on any number of different dryback products that they make. Also some Isocore products, which they generally sell under the Aspecta 10 brand and banner. But they're also promoting unique patterned floors that are laminated to an Isocore base, such as chevron and basket weave. So it's a similar story to what we're promoting here in the Metro Floor booth, although we're using magnetic technology, the Aspecta division is focusing on our IsoCore technology, but still making the complex easy. The idea of installing a chevron floor in what would be a fraction of the time, but still achieving a very high style, you know, application.
Russ, I guess you probably feel good about the fact that, you know, in your history, that you're not in the laminate business anymore. You're at Wilsonite for a long time. You came over here. You're in the hottest category. It actually, if you look at the growth of the flooring business in 19, continuing from 18, the LVT and the multi-layered flooring business has basically taken all the growth, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, at a recent industry convention or meeting that I was at, we had someone address our group and indicate that, you know, over the past number of years, the compound annual growth rate for the LVT category was, you know, somewhere between 20 and 28%. And it's taking share, I think, from just about every category other than ceramic. And meaning that I think in this past year, 2018, ceramic might have been the only category to have growth conjunction or simultaneously with the LVT category. So I think most of those other surfaces, hard and soft, are feeling the impact. You know, what we're attempting to do and striving to do, and hopefully we're demonstrating that here at this event, is offer uniqueness and differentiation. As this category expands, very prolifically, I might add, it's also bringing new players constantly to the arena, which is great. It just lends further credibility to the platform. But, you know, we don't want to just be offering a product that is similar or identical to everybody else. We want to try to maintain value in this category. We want to try to offer differentiation like I described. I'd like to think that we're doing that here at the show, not just at Metroflor, but of course at Aspecta as well. And we think that that's going to be our vehicle for growth in the future, is uniqueness and differentiation.
All right, Russ, great to catch up with you again. Congratulations on your innovation Best in Econ Award. Again, been talking to Russ Rogue, the president of Metroflor, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.